World famous Phil Hendry show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Boy, have we got a lot of things going on, which I will be very, very shortly making you privy to.
You're sure now?
Yes, 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 I will. But we have been making all kinds of behind-the-scenes decisions, and we have been making all kinds of behind-the-scenes moves, and yes, yes, of course, I will let you all know about it just as sure as God made green apples, as my dear father used to say.
What does that mean, anyway?
I don't know. I don't think I even asked him. He just used to say, as sure as God made green apples, you're going to, you know...
You're going to be a great guy.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Anyway, so we're going to make you privy to that, along with a whole lot of other stuff. Here at the Phil Hendry Show website, of course, we will always be in business. We will always be here for you, delivering what we call a very high grade.
What are you laughing at?
Nothing. A very high grade of comedy.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yes. We'll never stop. We'll never cease.
All right, we got it.
Yeah. And our mission to do that. Now, Coach Vernon Dozier from Belmar Academy. Before I bring him on, a lot of people want some background on Coach Dozier because they don't know what's going on with him, man. He retired too. So I'll do it. All right. You don't have to push me out of the chair. Well, just get everybody back up. General, back off. Hi, folks. It's General Galen Shaw. Oh, you do it. Thanks. Anyway, yeah. So Coach Vernon Dozier retired from coaching about two seasons ago, but he still is active at the Belmar athletic scene, right?
Yeah, he's coaching. I think he coached some girls softball.
Yeah, he coached some girls softball and did some ping pong or something.
It's called table tennis.
Yeah, I think he did the table tennis.
Table tennis? All right. Well, what's funny about that? Table tennis? I don't know. We will bring him on right now, though, Coach Vernon Dozier, who's at Belmar Academy right now. I think he's... in their gymnasium, and coach, the first question I want to ask you: are you really coaching table tennis?
I don't know, Phil. They said, "Look at, we have a." They got the paddles, and they had the little balls, and they said, "We need someone to." And I took exception to it. I told Father McQuarters, "So you need a guy that's familiar with a paddle." And McQuarters laughed, and then locked the door to his office. So I went ahead and I gave them these paddles and these balls, and I sit and I watch, and they paddle it. I mean,
I got you. Okay. You have a brand new podcast coming up yourself. Now, I know that we have promised to give you this platform here. We've also promised Jeff Dowder, of course, his What Would You Do podcast. So,
Phil, it's okay. And you don't have to keep explaining. You've explained this about five times. That's fine. I want to do this podcast because I am a great fan of movies. And wherever I'm able to post, I think I could just post it on a... Can't I just put it up on a SoundCloud?
Yeah, you can put it up on iTunes.
Right, right. So I may just do that. But I've been a fan of movies for my whole life, and I've never been able to find movie reviews that tell me what a movie's about. They all want to tell you how good it is, how bad it is, but they don't ever want to tell you, well, here's what the movie's about. You decide. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So what this is going to be is me once a week reviewing movies. Now, I did a couple of, I wrote a couple of things here on just some movies that are very, really, really old movies, but I wrote this as a way of just trying out the style and seeing how it flows, because I really feel that this is what we need. And
You told me earlier, Coach, that you were watching some of the old Universal horror movies.
Yeah, I did. I watched Frankenstein. I watched Dracula.
And you did this to do what?
I did this to try out this idea, this new idea I have of reviewing movies, telling people in the most simplistic possible way, so they're not going to make any mistake as to what it is, what the movie's about, and then people can make up their own minds.
All right. So you've been a big movie fan, Coach, most of your life, or all of your life?
Oh, all of my life. I've watched every kind of movie.
What's your favorite movie?
Oh, I guess probably my favorite film is, I'm a fan of the old movies, but I like the new ones. Probably one of my favorite movies is The King's Speech. You know The King's Speech?
Yeah, with, I forget the guy.
Yeah, the actor,
Colin Firth?
Oh, yeah, Colin Firth.
What did you like about that movie? That's an unusual one.
I like that movie because he embodied the strength of that king, of King George during World War II. And the fact that he had to overcome that speech impediment.
Oh, that's one where the guy stutters. He's all going, yeah, you know, he can't say queen good or whatever.
Yeah, sure, that's it.
But thank you.
Well,
yeah, that's it. He couldn't say Queen good. Anyway, so the...
All right, so that's... So you like historical films.
I do. I like historical films. Kind of like you, Phil, right?
I do. I like biographical films.
Right. But I also like fiction, and I also like the old horror movies. I like the science fiction. I like it all. I think movies are fun to watch. They're great to relax to, and that's why I wanted to write a review that gives people a real basic idea of what a movie's about.
Okay, so you have as an example, you watch Dracula?
I watched that this afternoon.
And did you write down a review?
I did.
Okay, can you read it to us?
Right. Well, I can't. I'll give it in rough sketches, Phil. I have notes here. You should add, like, what I want to do as a show, and I go, hey, Coach, what's Dracula about? So you would ask that.
Okay, hey, Coach, what's Dracula about?
It's about a guy who wears a cape that's got mental problems, basically, who has got some real problems. He sucks blood out of people's necks. If I hear laughter, so help me cry.
No, I'm not laughing. I was exhaling because I had something hot to eat.
Yeah, sure.
So it's about a guy who... Say it again.
I said it's about a guy that wears a cape.
And sucks blood out of people's necks.
Yes. Now, can you tell me any better description of Dracula than that?
Well, I think that Dracula is a film... It's a film set in the 19th century, a commentary, really, on the control that men have.
Oh, Jesus.
What's the problem?
See, that's what I'm hoping to avoid. I'm hoping to avoid these interpretations of these movies and just get right to it.
Okay, so what's Dracula about again?
It's about a guy who wears a cape and he's got very serious mental issues.
About a guy that wears a cape?
Yeah, that's you heard me.
About a guy who wears a cape with shit, so you don't want to say anything about sucking the blood.
Is it, you think that movie's really about sucking blood? Or is it about a guy that wears a cape who has serious mental issues?
Well, I mean, he doesn't exactly have mental issues because we know there's sort of a supernatural thing going there.
Why is that?
Because they show the mirror. Remember in the scene where Dr. Van Helsing says, look in the mirror?
Yeah, that's beside the point, okay? Yeah, maybe he doesn't appear in a... The guy, it does not... His reflection doesn't appear in a mirror. And it does appear, right?
Yeah, it doesn't appear.
Okay, that's really beside the point. Maybe he doesn't... His reflection isn't cast in a mirror. That doesn't mean that he still doesn't have serious mental issues running around drinking blood out of a guy's neck. You see?
All right, so, Coach, you're ignoring the supernatural aspect of Dracula altogether, and you're saying the movie's about a guy that wears a cape with serious mental issues.
Yes. That's Dracula in a nutshell. I dare anybody, I don't care who it is, who's the guy that did it for the L.A. Times, Phil, the big film, Charlie Chaplin?
Charles Chaplin.
Who?
Charles Chaplin,
yeah, okay. I don't care if it's him, I don't care if it's the guy, whoever these guys are. I'm telling you right now...
Charlie Chaplin.
Well, I don't know what the guy's name is, but I'm telling you, the name of the game here is describing it. When you want to know what's Dracula about, Coach, it's about a guy that wears a cape with mental issues. It doesn't get more descriptive than that.
Okay, what about... You said you saw the monster movies?
I watched a couple of Universal monster movies today, yeah. Now, I'll get into some other ones that I saw.
All right, what did you watch?
I watched Frankenstein.
All right, well, what is Frankenstein about? Let me guess. Some guy with a... who's
No, hold on for a minute.
He's got serious mental issues. The doctor does.
Hold on. Frankenstein's about a guy with a fake head. Okay, and everything else is fake.
Hey, Coach, come on.
What's the problem?
Well, do you call that a review?
I didn't say it's a review. I said it's telling people what the movie's about. And for the first time in their lives, they're hearing a guy tell them exactly what the movie's about.
It's about a guy, a fake guy with a fake head.
I don't know, whatever I said. Where's the notes? Hey, Minnie, honey, where's the... Here it is, yeah. It's Frankenstein is a movie about a guy that's fake and he's got a fake head.
A guy that's meaning all parts of the guy is fake.
All parts of the guy, his personality, he's just a fake guy, and on top of everything else, his head's fake.
All right, so what else have you watched?
Oh, boy, you guys kill me. So that's all you want to hear from me, huh?
Well, Coach, what do you want me to tell you? I don't think that's a very descriptive... You say, what's the movie about? It's about a fake guy with a fake head.
I didn't say that. I said it's a guy who's fake with a fake head.
All right, so what are we supposed to do with that? What do people... Does that give people an idea what they're going to watch?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. They may be watching Dr. Frankenstein. They may be seeing the wife, the kid getting thrown in the lake, whatever else is in that movie. When he makes the scene, when Frankenstein makes that scene, you know the scene, Phil? You first see Frankenstein on screen, and you hear Igor go, watch my flow, and he kind of kicks his leg out like that Mark Morrison, and there he is, Frankenstein, okay?
Yeah.
There he is.
You mean when he first appears on screen?
Yeah, boy. You mean when he first... Yes, Phil, that's what I'm talking about.
And, okay, and there he is, a fake guy with a fake... Hey, Coach, listen, you know as well as I do, when you come on this program and you offer an alternative viewpoint of life, Phil's going
to
laugh.
I'm telling you right now, I've talked to a lot of people that on your show, Phil. They're getting a little tired of it. Every time they pick up the phone and go, hi, Phil Henry Show, that's what they're hearing. I told you about the chimpanzees in the truck. I've told you about all of it. And I think you need to just constrain yourself, Mr. Henry.
I'm trying like hell, but when you tell me that Frankenstein is about a fake guy with a fake head, that's what the movie's about.
Yes, it is.
All right, tell me another one.
Another movie that I really like. Well, I told you, my favorite movie is The King's Speech.
Let me guess.
Hold on.
Let him say, I was just going to, it's about a guy.
Hold on. The King's Speech is about a guy who stuttered a lot and didn't really know what to do until they made him king. And then he just kind of fumbled his way through that, too.
It's about a guy, you know, I don't think King George fumbled his way through anything.
Well, it's nice of you to say, Phil, but this is the opinion of some people.
Okay, so what is it about?
It's about a guy with a stutter who was, then they turned him into a king.
And then he fumbled his way through the...
He fumbled his way through the rest of the job, yeah.
Well, King George was very beloved of the British people during World War II.
Well, isn't that nice? I'm just telling you, that's what the book's about, okay? That's what the movie's about, I should say. About a guy, yeah, he may have been beloved, but the movie, watch the movie, it makes him look like a stumble bum. He's just, I through everything.
About a guy with a stutter who they made into a king and then he fumbled his way through the rest of the movie? Now, come on, Coach. You know he's going to do that.
Yeah, that's what it's about.
Okay. Coach Vernon Dozier is my special guest. He has a new film review podcast. And so far, he's reviewed. Now, not a review. I'm sorry. This is about... It's a film description podcast.
Yes. It's about telling people what a movie's about.
Okay. So far, we've heard Coach Dozier talk about... thank you. We'll be right back with Coach Dozier. He's talked about Dracula, about a guy who wears a cape with mental problems. Then Frankenstein is a movie about a guy, a fake guy with a fake head, and then we finally have the King's Speech. It's about a guy with a stutter that they made a king, and then he fumbles his way through the rest of the movie.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Well, what do you guys think?
Well, I mean, if the guy's just describing it, he wants to do it as simply as he can, I guess he's getting it.
He is getting the essence, yeah. You think Frankenstein, he's calling Frankenstein a fake guy with a fake head, gets the
Phil, calm down. Why don't you sit down, Phil?
I am sitting down.
Why don't you sit even further down?
Yeah, why don't you sit on the floor?
Yeah. We're going to be right back with more from Coach Vernon Dozier. What is this? What do you guys at this open to Colin Farrell for?
It's IMDb, man. He's looking up a movie.
What movie are you looking up? The Lobster? The Lobster?
Yeah, it's a great movie. It's about a guy. It's in the future. And there's people that are taken to a hotel where they're obliged to find a romantic partner for 45 days or they're transformed into beasts and sent into the woods.
What?
Yeah.
I never even heard about this flick. Did it get any...
Yeah, it had a pretty good audience.
Yeah, a lot of people liked it. It had Colin Farrell and Rachel Weisz or whatever the hell. Olivia Colman. You know, she was in the whatever it is.
Oh, yeah. The Lobster. So they changed this guy into a lobster?
Well, one would assume, yes.
Colin Farrell's good, man. He's always in... The flicks he's in are generally really interesting, especially that... Was it The New World he did?
Oh, who knows, Phil? That's an old movie.
All right, I'm sorry. All right, we'll be right back with Coach Vernon Dozier. And then later on, Chris Norton checking in with an update on a film that they kind of stopped production on called World War Sex.
Well, this was one that he promoted, and then he promoted that one. Then they did, what is it, Bud?
Yeah, it was Knob from the Planet Gland.
Knob from the Planet Gland. Well, which one are we talking about? We're talking about World War Sex.
World War Sex. Chris Norton. Talking about that, coming back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
For over 3,000 years, mankind has been pining away for just the kind of show that Phil Henry does. A one-man satirical presentation of modern media. A one-man satirical presentation of friendship, of people, of the way we think and the way we present ourselves. A one-man satirical presentation representing several different men and women-mans in a way that what has not never been done before. You see, when I talk about Phil Hendry, I get stupid. Yes, most people get dumb when they talk about the Phil Hendry Show because there is no real way to describe it. It is a show, frankly, that is deserving of its own place in the World Wide Webverse.
The Webverse.
You got it. I said it. I'm not stuttering over here.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. In the World Wide Webverse, there's no other show what's like it. Get a backstage pass today for less than $10 for a month, less than $7 a month for the course of the year at philhendryshow.com.
God, bud, take it easy.
Yeah, well, you know, a little pissed off. The greatest value online on porn. Understand?
Yeah.
Understand.
Yes.
All right, welcome back. The Phil Hendry Show here, and we're going to have Chris Norton coming up to talk with us about, what the hell is it?
Yeah, it's the movie World War Sex.
World War Sex. Oh, that's right. But in the meantime, we have Coach Vernon Dozier back with us, just a few more minutes. Okay, Coach Dozier, obviously, we're not understanding what you're saying.
Well, that's nothing new, Phil. I mean, that's something that has been going on for quite some time since I've been on your program. And it just continues over and over and over, and I just keep saying, how do you do, everybody? Do I just stand here and you'll direct me to a table? And I lean on the table and I stick my ass out, and you guys just start taking turns, kicking me up the ass.
No, no, no.
Coach, why are you so paranoid?
I'm not paranoid. This is what happens to me. I come on here with a really good idea, and I wind up going, do I just stand here? Yes, sir. I put my hands on the desk like I'm about 10 years old. I stick my ass out, and you guys take cricket mouths to it.
Every week, a guy comes on here and cries.
I got a little bit emotional there, okay? Because I really believe in this, Phil.
Well, we're not doing anything of the sort, man. We're not taking a cricket mallet to your ass. What we're basically asking you is, you know,
what are you asking me?
I guess I thought this was going to be a movie review thing, not a movie description thing.
There you go. This is about describing a movie, okay?
All right, describe another movie that you like.
All right. I have a whole list of movies that I want to describe to people, and this gives them the very basic idea of what a movie is about.
Okay, what about, like, The Exorcist?
Okay, The Exorcist. It's about a kid that stays in bed and throws everything up all day long for fun.
About a kid? You think she's doing that for fun?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I do. I don't. She may be possessed by the devil, but she's having a ball throwing up everything that her mother feeds her.
She stays in bed all day long to throw up.
On purpose.
So that's The Exorcist, folk, and don't forget to see that.
Wait, hold on. The King's Speech, which is about a guy who stuttered, they made him into a king, then he fumbled his way through the rest of the movie. Then there's Frankenstein, about a guy that's fake with a fake head. Then there is Dracula, about a guy that wears a cape who has mental issues.
And is that the only one?
Yeah, didn't you have another one in there?
Well, the other movies that I liked about recently, for instance, the new Four Seasons.
The new Force, oh yeah, the remake?
Yeah, this is the one that's got Will Ford, and it's got Tina Fey and some other people in it. And
all right, what is that one about?
It's about four people.
It's about four people?
Yeah.
How's anybody supposed to take you seriously, man?
I'm telling you, that's exactly what that movie's about.
That's the new Four Seasons movie.
Yeah. Now, I know what you're going to say, Phil. Good luck getting anybody to listen to this. I'm telling you right now, I'll get more listeners than most of these movie podcasts do. Take it to the bank. Thank you.
Yeah. Way to do it, Coach.
Thank you, bud.
All right. Now, hang on, Coach, because we do have Chris Norton.
Well, what do I got to hang on for that for?
Because we just want people to hang on, you know. Well, we got Chris Norton. We have Coach Vernon Dozier. I mean, maybe you want to comment on what Chris is going to say?
Well, I don't know what he's going to talk about.
Chris, you there?
Yeah, Phil, I'm right here.
We got Coach Vernon Dozier here.
Hey, Coach. Your name is Chris, right?
Yes, sir.
And Chris, Coach Dozier was here reviewing, but telling people what movies are about. And I was thinking, because you make movies, maybe Coach Dozier can describe one of your movies. Have you seen any of Chris's movies, Coach?
I have not seen. I heard about the one that you did called Blast Off for Sex.
Yes, sir, that's Blast Off for Seth in Space.
What do you call it again?
Blast Off for Sex, Sex in Space.
Okay, I heard about that one. Okay, what do you think it's about? I think it's about a bunch of people floating around, gobbing cone, and parking it. That's pretty much it, yeah.
A bunch of people floating around, gobbing cone, and parking it.
You heard me right. I think the coach has pretty much got that right there, Mr. Henry. It's not that difficult to describe, you know. Well, there you go.
All right, well, Coach, thanks so much.
Well, don't I get to hang around? Yeah, I mean, my new movie is called World War Sex. Have you seen it? No, how could I have seen it? It's not even out yet.
Well, anyway, World War Seth is a movie that you should see, and then you tell me what it's about.
Okay, I'll do that.
Thanks, Coach. Okay, thanks. Coach Vernon Dozier there. And here is Chris Norton with the new movie World War Sex. So, Chris, what's World War Sex about?
Well, as you might imagine, Mr. Henry, World War Sex is about a world at war with itself. And it's a world at war with sex, because the human race has reached a place where it's not getting enough sex. And so the world's leaders decide to outlaw sex. And they're saying it. They're saying, if, as long as you can't get enough sex, and there's a lot of people who don't get no sex, then they're going to have to outlaw the sex.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Is that it?
Well,
Chris, so the world's leaders outlaw sex.
Yeah, because everybody in the world is bitching about the fact that they don't get enough sex. They're just like, I gotta get sex. And, you know, like a lot of these incels, you know.
What do you think about the incels, by the way?
What do I think about the incels? I mean, that's their problem, you know. I'm not an incel because I'm able to have the sex. I know a lot of incels who are not able to have no sex.
Yeah, a lot of incels, though, they just talk like they can't get sex. If they tried, they could.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I look at a lot of incels. They look like the biggest pack of dorks I ever seen. And I don't think none of those dorks could have no sex.
So you think incels are dorks that can't get sex? That's exactly how they view themselves, isn't it?
No, not exactly. They see themselves as the victims of very cruel women.
Well, I got something to say to any of these incels, man. In World War Sex, okay, either you bring it, and you got to bring it good and bring it hard, or the women are just, you know, not going to have nothing to do with you, man. So I don't think there's a situation where women are just ignoring you on account of them being cruel. You just don't know how to bring it, man. You don't know how to bring it. And on account of that, in World War Sex, the world's leaders outlaw Sex, and the incels go, no, and the incels start World War Sex.
So the incels are the ones that start World War Sex?
Yes, because they're too funky, they're too dopey, and too just awkward and lame-ass to know how to have the sex.
All right, so you're saying that these so-called incels are just too lame to have sex?
Well, I mean, they could if they open their minds to the possibility, you know. You have to open your mind to the possibility of sex. And the incels are they're not good at getting no sex because they're lame asses, you know, and they'll go up to a woman and they'll say, hi, can I have sex with you? And the women will just go, forget it, man, you know. So because of that, the incels go back and they plot and they strategize and they go, the world's not fair to us. Women hate us because we're dumb, because we're lame, you know.
The world hates incels on account of their lame.
Yeah. What do you think about that, man?
Yeah, that's probably true.
Okay. Well, that's what World War Sex is about.
World War Sex is about incels who are, they hate the fact that people see them as lame?
Yeah. And so they start World War Sex.
Well, what happens in World War Sex?
Well, they declare war on their own inability to have sex. And they just say, yeah, we're attacking a dawn.
What are they attacking, man? Like their own testicles?
What are you talking about, man?
Oh, hold on, bud. So what, they attack at dawn what?
They were going to attack at dawn the fact that we're lame. And it's time for World War Sex. And what happens is they wind up sitting around on street corners, in parked cars, and just about everywhere, jerking the girth.
So they're masturbating out in public.
Yeah.
And that's World War Sex.
That is the incels declaring war on their inability to have sex, you know.
Well, is that going to get them girlfriends?
Yeah, eventually. What they're hoping is with their wieners hanging out.
What are you saying, son? These guys exposing themselves will attract women?
That's what they hope. It's not gonna, but that's what they hope.
So World War Sex is about a bunch of guys, you know, indecently exposing themselves in the hopes that women will find them attractive.
Yes, sir. Exactly. Exactly.
Chris Norton's World War Sex, folks. Don't miss it.
Oh, come on, Mr. Henry.
It sounds stupid, man.
Hey, let me tell you what, okay? You said the same thing about the zombie Mexican sex holiday.
Okay, it did sound stupid. Would you make money with that?
Yeah, we sold a few copies of it.
A few copies?
Yeah, we did, man. I mean, we sold some copies of that, and we sold copies of the other one, which was, and we're moving along with Dappy Dick, the dappiest dick that there's ever been.
How's that going?
It's going good, man. It's going real good.
So you're
going
to get that thing produced?
Yeah, I'm going to get that thing produced. Yeah, and the movie, too.
All right, Chris, thanks very much, man. I think your music ran out.
Well, you know...
Chris Norton, World War Sex, where the incels declare war on their inability to have sex. They just sit around all day long on street corners jerking off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that'll cure it. World famous Phil Henry Show, Lord Have Mercy. Executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Love you. Can't live without you. See you guys tomorrow.